Describe an occasion when you got up early. So today, I'm going to tell you about the time I got up early in the morning. It happened a few months ago when I went on a trip with my family. Well, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not an early bird. I always sleep in whenever I have the chance. And my job doesn't require me to wake up early either. That's why I hardly ever get up before 7 a.m. Anyway, back in January, when my family and I decided to take a trip to Singapore, I was really excited, since I had never been to Singapore before, and I had heard so many wonderful things about this country. While my mum took care of the hotel bookings, I was in charge of airplane tickets for the whole family. Unfortunately, all tickets were almost sold out, except for the 7 a.m. flight, which meant we all had to wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning. At first, I thought it was going to be so difficult, since I never have to wake up before sunrise. But to my surprise, on the day of the trip, I was the first one to get up, even before the alarm went off, and had to wake everybody up. I guess I was just so excited that even waking up early was not a challenge for a heavy sleeper like me. All in all, our trip went really well. Everyone had a blast there. We travelled around the city, had lots of tasty local dishes, and met wonderful people. I would definitely come back to Singapore, even if it means I have to wake up at 4 a.m. again. Question 1. What kinds of people usually get up early? Why? I think many people have to wake up early because it is what their jobs require. Like those who work far away from home and have to spend 1 to 2 hours per day just to commute. Other than that, there are some old people who can't sleep past 4 o'clock in the morning, or others who must start their day with a morning exercise before heading to work. 2. Is it easier for older people to get up early than young people? I believe so. My grandparents usually wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning. The main reason, I think, is because their health is no longer in good condition. At least not as good as it was when they were younger. So, it is hard for them to have 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night. Besides, unlike younger people who have to work or study all day and therefore need a deep sleep at night to recharge their batteries, older people usually have more time on their hands. They can take naps during the day, which will affect their sleep at night, I suppose. 3. What are the benefits of getting up early? Well, I'm not a morning person, you see, but I have heard a lot of the benefits of waking up early. First of all, waking up early means you will have more time in the day. This extra time could be spent on either work or exercise, all of which helps you work more effectively. Along with that, traffic during early morning is usually good, making your daily commute a lot easier. 4. Why do some people go to sleep late at night? From my own experience as a night owl, I think that some people stay up late to work because they feel more focused and work more effectively at night than in the morning. More and more young people, like myself, spend tons of time working really late, and I sometimes even have to pull an all-nighter. Other than that, some people suffer from insomnia or other health issues that can mess with their sleeping habits.